to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, we all like to have someone who's messing about with our tax who's got a bit of experience behind them. Now, if I was looking for someone to do my tax, someone who starts with degrees, graduates with bachelors of business and accounting, works then in financial journalism, goes on to do their master's, works then in corporate finance, becomes a corporate consultant for construction, property, tourism, then moves into merchant banking, then into investment, stock marketing and trading as the research and director, she'd be just the lady I was after. Her name is Lucy and she works with a tax store in Warwick. Of all things, with all those qualifications, now she's in Perth looking after us. Welcome, Lucy.
Thank you.
That's a heck of a resume.
Well, being in tax store sounds simple that we're doing tax, but we do more than tax accountants. Tax store's culture is not only to do the compliance work, but to act as consultants to businesses. So I would say that my background would fit the type of profile they're looking for. I would say that accountants nowadays, a lot of it is compliance, but we're also moving our way to corporate consultancy and advisory. So I would say that with my background in a master's in business and accountancy, and background in corporate finance, corporate strategies, marketing, I would be in a very good position not only to do your tax, which is very simple.
Well, with a resume like that, yeah, it's definitely sort of on that lower end. That said though, tax can be, from a business owner's point of view, extremely important in understanding the viability of a business. And it's more than just, here you go, here comes June 30, there goes my tax, how much do I owe the tax department? It's the planning, it's the, how do I minimize my tax? How do I actually make this work as an advantage for my business? And I tell you what, with a resume like that, you're welcome to do my tax any day.
Thank you.
Okay, so did you suddenly wake up one day and decide you wanted to be an accountant?
No, it was, that's why I said I've come full circle, because I first graduated with a business and accounting degree. Mm-hmm. But the last thing I wanted to do was to be an accountant.
Well, I would have thought in that case you possibly should have studied something else.
Oh yeah, but in Asia we didn't have many choices.
Okay.
You know, you either became an engineer, a lawyer, an accountant, or a manager. So I said, I'll take accounting and business.
You could have chosen to lay bricks.
I didn't like getting sunburned.
Fair enough. Okay, so if you're looking at a professional career, so those were really your limited options.
Okay. Yes, very limited.
Okay, so that's, what an influence. Okay, so obviously you studied really hard, you were the best that you could possibly be, graduated with your Bachelor of Business in Accounting, mm-hmm. and you don't want to be an accountant.
Yeah, because I thought they were penny pinchers, you know, we've got all sorts of names, and it stuck. So, oh, penny pinchers, no, I'm not, I'm the generous type, I'm the sociable type. I like to meet people, you know. So, so that's why I went into financial journalism, because you really meet all sorts of people. You even meet the Prime Minister of Singapore one day. The next day, you're meeting with the Labour Union. The next day, you're meeting with a crook who stole a ship of cargo or something. That's very interesting, you know.
A crook who stole a ship of cargo.
Yeah, because it's a business, you know, like, oh, I've got friends who are legal, you know, and they would give me really juicy stories like, hey, Lucy, you know, there's something this going on, and they're always the most interesting stories going on.
Absolutely, and never ever underestimate the power of networking.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Okay, so financial journalism, how long did you work in this space for?
About four or five years, yeah, and then I got quickly bored again. So
that's what we like, someone who gets bored doing.
Yeah, because after a while, you know, like you're recognized as a really good, and I got bored, you know, like what else do I need to learn, you know?
Okay.
So I think it was always a gradual enrichment of what I've already learned from reporting people who make the news. I said in my MBA program, I said, I want now, you know, instead of reporting on famous people, I want the reporters to report about me.
Nice.
that's why I went for my MBA. And after that, I said, MBAs in the 80s. If you have an MBA, you're supposed to be a corporate strategist, a consultant. So I went that path, you know, and then I met all the merchant bankers, the financiers, and all, and then I jumped ship to the other side.
Not the stolen one, we're hoping.
Yeah, so it was always an enrichment of what I've already gained, you know. I didn't want to be static. I just couldn't stay static. So now I've gone back to tax. So that is what I should have started 20 over years or 30 years ago, you know. So, yeah, I think I'm going to stop with this because now I have my own business and you can never get bored with your own business. You can get bored with employers, but you never get bored with your
own. That is so true. And the thing is, yes, okay, you maybe you've got your fundamental accounting degree 20 years ago, but what makes you supremely qualified to work on other people's businesses and to run your own business is all of those experiences that you gathered along the way while you were interviewing people for the journalism, learning their stories, finding out what's gone wrong, working in corporate finance. That's where you've got this depth of knowledge that you can now apply to our accounts.
Yes, yes. So anybody who walks in and asks, you know, like when they see an Asian face, the first thing they'll think is like, how long have you been in Australia? Maybe you just came last year and you don't know anything about Australian accounting. Yeah, yeah. So yesterday I had such, you know, and he's not the first and he won't be the last, you know. What I'm going to say is that I'm not the almighty. If there's anything I don't know, I will scour the Sahara Desert for you. I'm climb the Himalayas for you until I get the answer.
Fantastic.
Satisfied?
May I make a recommendation? Could we suggest that you scour the Gibson Desert or the Simpson Desert?
Yeah, yeah.
And that you climb Uluru for them to give it an Australian flavour?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know those mountains yet.
Well, you will. Uluru is Ayers Rock in the middle of Australia. So you can scour the Simpson Desert and climb Uluru, which gives you that Australian flavour.
Yes. Definitely.
Beautiful. Okay, so what is the biggest difference you found that you've made when you're doing the tax for these guys now that you've got your own business? What's that different experience from perhaps just going to H&R Block, for example?
Okay, the main difference would be the personal service, because every client who walks in, before I even know what he wants, whether it's a simple individual tax or his super fund or is it a company that he is looking after, to me he's an individual and I need to entertain him and make his experience with me an enjoyable one. Because some people have told me, one stuck was that going to see my tax accountant is like going to see the dentist, you know?
Like, yeah, apologies to any of the dentists out there.
Yeah, so I was horrified because I said, no, if you come to me, I'm very entertaining. You will enjoy your experience with me. You know, I'm not going to make your experience a painful one or a frightening one, you know, like, so yeah, that's what I always aim to be, you know. I don't even care about the work because to me, the tax return is going to be very easy, very easy. It's not even an issue. So when somebody asks me, like, how many years of experience, do you know anything? Of course, that's something pretty unique. I will always say I'm not the almighty, you know, but I will know a lot of things. And if I don't know, you'll bet that I'll get back to you and I'll know it, you know.
Fantastic. So you've obviously come from a really heavy corporate background. That's where a lot of your experience is. Yeah. And now you've moved to Perth, which is not exactly a large Australian city. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not the East Coast? I mean, these guys have got the big share houses. You could have gone back into investments and stock market. We've got these massive, very successful financial markets on the East Coast. And yet you've settled in Perth and you're running a small business with this vast amount of experience. Why did you make that choice?
I would say that after becoming a mom, you know, and that started when I was in Australia and looking at the quality of life here, mm-hmm. I just can't go back to the life that I had, which was working 12 to 18 hours a day, 7 days a week for over 10 years. No, I wasn't going back to that quality of life.
Right, okay.
And but now what's happening is I'm getting more back into the workforce because my daughter has already graduated from university. And so now I'm free.
in inverted free, commas, you know? Yes. You're never really so, free from your children, but yeah.
So now I would like to go back, but I still want to enjoy my weekends and my nights, and you know, no more late nights for me, no more waking up at 2 a.m., 4 a.m. to work, no more working until 1 a.m., 2 a.m., no more Saturdays, Sundays, you know. This is a quality of life. So I think running my own business is one thing. And then secondly, I am going into this business more for, I would say, a self-fulfillment type of thing, you know, like I don't actually need to earn big money. I just want to keep myself healthy, mentally active, and help people. Because I can join the church and be a volunteer with the Salvos or something like that. But my expertise does not lie, you know, with this sort of volunteer work. Mm-hmm. My expertise is in finance and corporate finance. So when I was working for HR Block, for instance, my greatest joy came in helping people get out of their tax mess, you know, like Lucy, you know, the tax office has fined me a few $1,000, you know, and then I call up the tax office and manage to get rid of that few $1,000 and make them disappear, you know, and the joy and the fulfillment that, and especially knowing that your clients are financially pressed. The joy that I get is very different from, you know, if I volunteered in church, let's say. You know, the ones in church means you have empathy for the people, but you're pretty helpless, you know, like if he's poor, so what? You give him a bread basket and that's it, right? Whereas in the tax, I can help as many people as possible and they're really in need. Of course, you don't need to have a problem to come and see me. I'll still do your tax.
So you don't actually have to have your back against the wall. Good to know. So with the business owners there, you do business tax. You can look at self-managed super funds. Yeah. You can do investment side of things. So that all sits in your basket?
Yeah. And if you come in with a business and if you want to start your business, I can already tell you like how I can value your business 5 years, 10 years down the road. If you want to sell it, because that's where my background came from, you know, valuing businesses as well.
Brilliant. So if someone needs to get hold of you and actually be treated as an individual with someone who will entertain them and they'll actually enjoy going to their accountant, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You can call me at my office number, and I have a mobile number as well. And you can go to my website, which is under construction.
Yeah, all the IT experts out there.
By the best there is. And yeah.
Okay, so your website's under construction. Office number is?
089-448-2030. And my mobile phone is 0430-380981.
Fantastic. And email?
My email is warwick@techstore.com.au. And if you want to come to my office, its address is at 639 Beach Road, but you have to access the office through Dorchester Avenue.
Right, okay, good to know. Fantastic. Drop in, give you a call, and then you'll find out a way to help.
Yeah, you'll find your experience enjoyable, no matter what.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Lucy. Great to talk to you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.